بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إنا نحمدك ونستعينك ونستغفرك ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my honor once again to share with you another episode in our series of Duas to Power Your Day. We are still reflecting on Al-Asma'ul Husna, the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we will discuss three of these beautiful names, namely Al-Hadi, the guide, Al-Badir, the incomparable originator and creator, Al-Baqi, the everlasting one. Now, Al-Hadi, the name as used for God Almighty, means as the guide. He is the one who guides whomever he wills to the truth. It, however, does not deny human freedom and choice. Human beings are given that freedom to choose. But when they exercise their freedom rightly to seek guidance, God will guide them. But those who refuse to choose that power to choose, that freedom to choose rightly, Allah will misguide them. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He guides whomever he wishes. But he said, فَمَنْ نَامَنَ فَلْيُومِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُومِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Let him who choose to believe, believe. Let him who choose to disbelieve, disbelieve. Because وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامِ, your Lord is not unjust. So, freedom of choice is there, but Allah's will there, they do not contradict. It is Allah's will that He guides those who seek guidance. Al-Badi refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the incomparable originator. He originated the universe and all of the creation without any prior moral or concept from anyone else. And He is the originator without model, without example, without any prior guidance or concept. Everything, the universe and the creation, all that it contains. Al-Baqi refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only one who is everlasting. He alone possesses the attributes of permanence. Nothing else, everything else is vanishing. Transient, lillun zail, it's a shadow that moves away. The independent existence is the sole attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we may ask, what is our share in reflecting on these names? Number one, we need to seek guidance from Allah always. In prayer, every single time we read Fatiha, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ihdina surat al-mustaqim, guide us on the straight path. And we may do so as many times as possible. By doing so, we can expect Allah's grace so that we are always steadfast on the straight path. Number two, we must reflect on God's creation and meditate on the beauty and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express our wonder. How do we do so? Inspired to say Subhanak, all glory be to you, Allah. So when you look at that beautiful rainbow, when you look at that limitless ocean spreading across the desert, expanse of the desert, with the tall mountain, all of this occasion for you to say Subhanak, glory be to you. When we saw dear ones dying, and all of us will die, we must console ourselves by recognizing that the fact that nothing is permanent in this world. Only God alone is the everlasting. Allah reminds us in Surah 55, verse 25-26. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. every creation, every being on the earth is bound to perish. Only your Lord himself, full of majesty, honor, and honor will remain forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to glorify him and to reflect on his signs so that we can be inspired to have that sense of awe and wonderment and reverence before our Creator. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.